Welcome back to the Meat and Poultry Magazine podcast. I'm Ryan McCarthy, the associate web editor for meatpoultry.com. We've discussed bacon in our last few podcasts and truly enjoyed going over that part of the business. But now we went in a different direction. A big part of our mission with this podcast is profiling small and medium-sized businesses within the meat and poultry processing industry. Recently, editor-in-chief Joel Cruz profiled Thrushwood Farms on our website. It's a second-generation family-owned business in Galesburg, Illinois, with deep ties to the western part of that state. It's a diverse meat processing company, but recently the main focus has become meat snacks that people can try whether it's a new product or traditional jerky. Thrushwood has stayed up with the new meat trends of the day, but also has a rich history. The company is led by brother Doug and Jeff Hankus, but it was started by their father Jim and two uncles with a simple farm concept. Here is a portion of the interview our editor-in-chief Joel Cruz did with Doug Hankus and how his family has embraced this type of farming and also some other outlets they are trying to promote their product, including snackstick.com.
It was my parents. So Thrushwood Farms originally started with a farm-to-table concept. So back in the 70s, there was Thrushwood Farms of Fairbury, which was the pig farm. And then in 77, they incorporated – my dad was finishing up his master's at the University of Illinois and was the meat lab manager. And he said, oh, I'm tired of the university red tape. I think I'll get into business of my own, which I still laugh about till this day. And my Uncle Ray Hankus, Dr. Ray Hankus, and another uncle, Bill Fugit, and my dad started Thrushwood Farms Quality Meats of Galesburg. And then in the 80s, they decided that it was better for the meat to be a business, and my mom and dad, Jim and Kay Hankus, purchased the business from the other two, and they stayed with the farm. And their whole goal was raise the pigs in Fairbury, drive them over to Galesburg, process the pork, sell the pork. They were just kind of ahead of their time because the concept just it wasn't as it wasn't as emphasized, obviously, at that point. And then eventually the pig farm, they decided to get out of the pig farming piece of it. And so we've just kind of been cranking away here ever since then. I was fortunate enough to do an internship in the meat industry and to learn a lot of things. And I really had a true belief that we could come back and we could build not only Thrushwood Farms as a brand but as a company and do some unique things because we were so nimble and we had so much not a ton of education behind us, but we had enough education and we were nimble enough that we could take the food safety and some of the science pieces of that puzzle and try some new things, crank out some new items, spend a lot of time learning processes and trying to get things dialed in. And the results of that is, hey, we're seeing some good things now.
So you're an animal science guy. Where'd you go to school?
I went to Illinois too.
So oh, okay.
I'm back in the business, and I went to Illinois in animal science. My brother Jeff has a degree in ag education from the University of Illinois, and actually in college I saw snackstick.com pop up on a GoDaddy auction one night, and I bought it for, I can't remember what it was, $8 or $10 on GoDaddy, and said, someday I think I'm going to do something with the snackstick.com. I just don't know what it is. And so now we use snackstick.com as a way to market our snack sticks to fundraising groups.
Oh, wow.
So they can order online and things like that. And that's kind of what started this snack food thing is my brother came back, got done with school and said, I don't want to teach. I've decided I want to go out. And he said, one of the hardest things most of these schools are going to have is they got to fundraise. How do we fundraise? And so I said, gosh, we should help with snack sticks. And it wasn't a new concept. There was a lot of companies out there doing that. And I said, how do we move forward with this? And him and I kind of talked and I said, gosh, we've got this snackstick.com. It just makes perfect sense to promote snackstick.com for the fundraising piece. And so, so that's kind of what started it. And then as we got more exposure through that and people loved our products, then we started stumbling across co-packing things and started to continue to expand that. And we had some small regional gas stations that wanted their own co-pack line, and so we were able to really grow with them. And then as they've sold, some of those pieces have changed. But, our ability to not be scared of a project that's maybe a little more challenging or to be able to say to the customer, this doesn't make sense for these reasons, you know, has really been where the word of mouth has spread what we do.
So your brother, is he still involved in the business?
He is. So he's involved with the business. Actually, our head of food safety was on my meat science team that I used to teach here regionally when I first came home from my 4-H meats judging team. She did an internship with us. We were so impressed with her as an intern, we hired her straight out of college to do food safety for us.
Oh, wow.
And then we actually just hired another young man. He's got a degree in microbiology to coincide with her and help here. So, you know, we've really tried to double down on our people and the food safety piece of it. You know, we got a lot to learn like every company does, but, you know, it's an area of importance to us.
Make sure to check out the rest of the story at meatpoultry.com about the Thrushwood Farms and the rest of the news in the industry. Also follow us on social media as well, on Facebook and Twitter, at Meat Poultry. All right, that's it for this time, folks. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.